This is Passport to Texas. According to Parks and Wildlife biologist Leanne Lynham, sightings of migrating whooping cranes which winter in Texas started in October.
Mid-October is traditionally the early arrival time. By mid-December, they should all be in Texas. So from there, we'll take a look and see where they've chosen to spend their wintering time this year. And they'll remain on those wintering grounds until late February to early or mid-March, when some migration movements will start. And by mid-April, they're mostly gone from the state.
Some of the birds are still moving through Texas right now, and depending on where you live, you might be able to catch a glimpse of them heading toward the coast.
Well, the center of the migration path probably passes over Wichita Falls, western Tarrant County, Fort Worth area, down across Waco, just east of Austin probably, and then from there on down to Victoria and the Texas coast. So that's the center of the flyway. And from that center, 100 miles to the east and the west are the greatest possibilities of seeing them.
Look for a large white bird with black wingtips that's flying in a group of 3 to 6. If you miss them on the way here, you can always catch them on their way back to Canada in spring. Learn more about whooping cranes and the Hooper Watch program on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.